But then God sent this man. We're going back to Isaiah now. Isaiah 7. God sent Isaiah to meet this king. And one will ask, why God sent Isaiah? Why? And you know why God sent Isaiah to meet him? God is a God of recovery, and God is a God of revival. God always waits in long-suffering mercy. Not willing that any should perish, that saint or sinner, but that all may come to repentance. Repentance is not only for sinners. Repentance is also for believers. In the book of Revelation, God said to the church, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your candlestick. So now God sent Isaiah. Isaiah met this man by the conduit of the upper pool. It was the conduit that brought water into Jerusalem. And God met the man there by true Isaiah. And Isaiah said, you know, met him. And Isaiah met him there. And you ask, again, I want to repeat, why God sent Isaiah to meet this wicked man? Taking his sons. You could imagine taking your sons and your daughters, when you have, if the Lord permits, and said, listen, passing them through the fire as a sacrifice. This same king that God said, listen, no king in Israel should follow the gods of the nations. What do you think? He followed all. Balaam went and burned his sons for Molech and passed them through the fire. And God came and met this man and said, Isaiah said to him, God said, ask a sign. Ask him a sign. And know what he said? He said, I ain't asking God nothing. You know why? He had no relationship with God. None at all. And at times, I tell you this, at times there come a time that we don't know what God is saying. We cannot ascertain God's mind. And you ask why? It's because these two areas have failed. The area of responsibility and the area of my conduct before God. My responsibility before God. God said, listen, as long as, and when the person comes to know Christ, they believe, well, listen, oh, it's smooth sailing. No, we are so responsible for the life we live here and the conduct we exhibit that God said, listen, I am going, if I have gone off course, God is going to send a message. God is going to send someone. And God has said, listen, I am interested in your recovery. I am interested in your revival. I want to see you on the right track. But this man says, when Isaiah came and met the man, and Isaiah says, ask. Moreover, verse 10. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz. It's not the first time. It's not the second time. God again spoke unto him and said, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it in the height and in the depth. And Ahaz said, I will not ask. Neither will I tempt the Lord. And the Lord says, yes, you know, can you weary God? Can you weary God by asking, by coming to him? But we want to dwell on the sign that God tell this man to ask about. The sign. Since he came, and his condition was so terrible, morally and in responsibility, there were two things that God will always bring to recover anyone. Is the sign in the depth and in the sign in the heart. If we don't get that, none of us will be recovered if we have gone off track. And what God was bringing before him was Christ. Ask of me a sign. And God says, I'm going to give you. Ask it in the height, in the depth, and in the height. And then he says I'm not going to ask God. God says, well, since you don't want to ask, I'm going to give it to you. In spite of one thing, my life cannot stop the counsels of God. The scripture tells us there are many devices in the hearts of men, but the counsels of God that shall stand. So no matter what you do or I would do, the counsels of God is going to... Don't believe that you and I, we are going to stop God and our lives is going to hinder. No, God says if you don't want to be responsible or your life is not in keeping with my word, I am going to work in spite of. So God says, yes, if you don't want it, I am going to give it out of my sovereignty. I am God. This is where we are. So what happened? We want to make an application of the sign in the depth and the sign in the height. First, what we need to see, the sign in the depth is the humiliation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the sign in the height is the man, there is the man in the glory. Never forget that. If you don't get anything, indeed, from this, get this. The sign in the depth is the crucifixion or the humiliation of the Lord Jesus. And then when we see that, we also need to see there is a man in the glory, glorified, crowned with glory and honor. But before he got there, indeed in the glory, the Lord Jesus had to suffer. You know what the scripture says? Foxes have holes. The birds of the air have their nests. But the Son of Man, this is the creator of the ends of the earth, have nowhere to lay his head. The Lord Jesus, when he came into this world, there was no room for him in the inn. There's no room here. And in many lives, there's no room for the Lord Jesus Christ. But what the scripture tells us,